working on it, but it's okay.
As a team and as a player, you know, keep getting better and focusing on the areas of my game on improve.
Specifically, what are those areas for you this summer?
My body, you know, getting stronger, especially my lower body, and getting more resistant because next season going to be, I mean, I'm going to play a lot of minutes, obviously, and I got to be ready. And, of course, keep working on my offensive game, my jump shot, and my post moves.
How far along is that jump shot right now? Quinn's kind of hinted at it a little bit.
He's there, to be honest. Not the threes, but the mid-range is there. And it's just about shooting in the game, you know, being ready, my feet set my feet in the game, and think about it, you know, just shoot it. That's what I was trying to do in the last few games, you know. I think I made some improvement.
I've also seen, sorry, Voodoo over here. I've also seen Quinn working with you on that kind of like mid-paint floater. Is that something that you want to work on this summer as well?
Of course, you know, everything that can help me to get better and get my offensive game, you know, to another level is great for me. So, of course, I'm going to keep working on that too.
As you look back on the season, was there a turning point for you in terms of your production, or was it just kind of a cumulative thing that's come from all of your work in past off seasons and the rest of your career thus far?
I think it's been a process, you know. It hasn't been overnight. Just all the work I've put in last year, last summer, this season, and the confidence of the coach, my teammates, all this got me better. And when I had opportunities, I just took them.
What was the most rewarding part of the season for you?
I would say winning. You know, we had some tough games early in the season. We lost 9 in a row. And after the All-Star break, when I got in starting lineup, starting winning games, I think that was great for us.
Right back here, Rudy.
Rudy, looking back now and the tremendous leap that you took from last year to this year, what do you credit that to? And do you think you should win Most Improved Player?
I think it's pretty much everything, you know. The coach, I think coach believed in me a lot since he got here. And the work I've put in, the confidence of my teammates who will be learning to play with me, especially offensively, you know, throwing me the ball and learning how to use me. It's pretty much everything, like I said. For Most Improved, I think, of course, you know, I'm one of the players, if not the player who improved the most since last year, so why not?
Right back here.
What is your off-season schedule? Going to go home for a while? Going to stick around? What's your itinerary?
Yeah, I'm going to go home for a little bit, get off the court a little bit, still working on my body. And I'll be back in USA probably in June. So June and half of July, I'm going to be working in the States.
Right here, Rudy.
How has your life changed the most over, say, the last 3 or 4 months?
Not a lot, to be honest. I've just been more, I say, I got more attention from national medias and all the basketball fans, but hasn't really changed, you know. Still the same, still playing basketball and trying to get better.
You said half of July, I assume that means no summer league for you, right?
What did you say?
No summer league for you this summer?
No summer league? No.
What, in terms of, I mean, for a big man's health, that always seems to be one of the big question marks. How do you kind of go about, you know, preserving your body, trying to avoid those injuries before they creep up for you next year?
I mean, I've been very careful, you know, the last 2 years about my nutrition and just resting, stretching, and keep getting stronger because it's the most important part for me. And I think that's how it is, you know, just being careful about what I eat and how I get stronger, my lower body is going to be very important.
Right here, Rudy.
Will you play international ball this summer?
Yeah.
What is the schedule like for France and international play? What do you have to do?
So I'm starting August, August the 1st, and the competition started September. So we got the European Championship and his qualification for the Olympics in Rio.
Okay. And then for the Jazz next year, do you see this as a playoff team? Is that still too big a goal, or is that what you're thinking?
Of course. Definitely want to make the playoff next year, and I think everybody gonna get better this summer, and gonna have the playoff on. I hope everybody gonna have the playoff on their mind, because I will, and we definitely want to do it.
What does this team need to make the playoffs? What skill sets, pieces are you missing, do you think, right now?
I mean, if you watch the second part of the season, I think we play like a playoff team, to be honest. We've got better, and the summer is going to be great for us to get better physically. And especially, I mean, myself, Dante, Ronnie, all the young players are going to be able to get stronger and be able to handle the West next year.
Hey, Rudy. Did you surprise yourself at all this season, or did you see this playing out as it has? Just your progression?
Not really, to be honest. I was waiting for my opportunities, you know, last year. I think I got a lot better since last year, of course, but I think it's just a process, and that was the goals I was setting for myself, you know, being a starter by the end of the season. So I wouldn't say I'm surprised.
Kind of following up on that, then, what do you see yourself growing into next year? You know, do you have goals to be an all-star? Where do you see yourself being next year?
To be honest, next year I'm just thinking about the playoff right now. I know that if I play at a high level, I'm going to help the team to go to the playoff. And of course, I want to be an all-star in my career. I don't know if it's going to be next year or 3 years. I don't know, but next year I'm really thinking about the playoffs.
You said you're going to be in the States for a little bit this spring and early summer. Have the teammates talked about getting together at P3 or anywhere else to work out together or to hang out?
We haven't really talked about it, but I think, of course, I'm going to go P3 because I think it's great for me, you know, for my lower body strength and get stronger. I'm going to be in Utah, probably in Dallas, so we'll be training too. So I'm going to be around, you know.
Last question. Well, could you just kind of describe your relationship with Alex Jensen this year and what he did for you?
It started last year, to be honest. I think last year he really believed in me since the beginning, and he saw how much I wanted to work hard and how much I wanted to get better, and he really helped me, you know, watching film, even when I wasn't playing, you know, talk to the coaches and keep telling me what I needed to do, you know, to get on the court. And we created a great relationship. You know, I think he trusts me, I trust him. Sometimes we get mad at each other, but I think we just have a great relationship.